This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. A woman who took part in a scheme to steal mail-in ballots in Mesa County last November will avoid jail time. Instead, Sally Maxedon will serve 100 hours of community service. She pleaded guilty yesterday to one count of election forgery and a count of voting twice. Her co-conspirator was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Maxedon got a lighter sentence partly in exchange for cooperating with investigators. Coloradans are expressing deep concerns about the rising cost of living. That's according to a new bipartisan statewide poll. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That's according to the Colorado Health Foundation's Pulse poll. Nearly 9 in 10 of those polled rated the rising cost of living as an extremely or serious problem. That was followed by the cost of housing, the cost of health care, and homelessness, which at least 74% called an extremely or serious problem. Here's Lori Weigel, Republican pollster with Newbridge Strategy.
It's stark to note that those in the lowest income categories, 84%, tell us either they're just getting by or really struggling financially.
A team of researchers collected responses from more than 2,300 people from mid-April to mid-May. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The victims of a small plane crash in Montrose on the western slope have been identified. The Montrose County coroner says 61-year-old Lawrence Skinner and 53-year-old Alejandro Atunez were the only occupants in a small single-engine plane that crashed June 23rd near Montrose Regional Airport. The coroner says the plane likely failed to gain altitude and adequate speed after taking off. It hit a small hill, then burst into flames less than a mile from that airport. Both victims were from Fort Myers, Florida. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.